This is your daily mind medicine.
Hey, what's up? Happy Friday. You know the drill. It's going to be a beautiful day. Even if you're in difficult circumstances, that doesn't mean the day is not going to be amazing. Some of my best moments came right on the heels of some of my worst moments. And so that's what today could be for you. It's all the turnaround game. That's all we play. I am in I'm at an event today. I'm flying home to Nashville. There are two events in Nashville tomorrow that I'm speaking at. The event today is in the morning, and I fly back home this afternoon, get some rest. I'm up early for a podcast interview in the morning, and then a entrepreneur's dinner tomorrow night. So tomorrow's got four events on tomorrow's calendar, so it's going to be amazing. It's going to be delicious. Can't wait. But there's a lot about this trip that actually, as I was sitting kind of processing this morning, it's just things are changing. So, you know, sometimes when we're, I had one of my good friends come in town a couple days ago, and he had flight issues and he had to change. And I tend to get really stressed when I'm traveling and things don't work the way that I want them to work. That's historically how I have been. Like if I am supposed to be at a certain place at some time and I'm not there at that time, it has stressed me out. Okay. It's been a place and an area of my life that I have been destabilized from. And so my buddy is super late. He had flight issues and he's happy as you could imagine. It's like, man, you're just happy. He said, dude, everything works for us. I said, I know that. That's true. He's like, yeah, but you do believe it. You got to believe it. So I'm on this trip and things are just kind of chaos. Stuff's changing. Times are changing. Hotels are changing. And it's actually amazing for me to practice this idea of you know what? No, it doesn't matter what the plan is. Every day is actually perfect if we can learn to go with it and reframe things that we would historically complain about. But because we have a higher level of authority over our lives, we're not just subjects to the whims of our circumstances, but we are actually the captain in control of how we feel about our circumstances. Jim Rohn said the philosophy of your life is the set of your sail on a ship. It doesn't matter whether the wind is blowing left or right, forward or backwards. The philosophy is the sail that's able to move around the winds to get you ultimately where you need to go. This is why some people are incredibly successful, even though their lives have been really difficult and unfair. Some people have been really successful and their lives have been relatively fair and basic. Some people go through horrible situations where they feel betrayed and they turn into bitter, drunk, crazy people. And some people go through the same or worst situations and they become even higher caliber leaders and they change the world. It's not about which way the wind is blowing. It's not about what happens, quote, to you. It's about the philosophy you carry. Can you reframe this change? Can you reframe this thing that might have not been what you preferred, but it is what you needed ultimately to get to your higher position? Some people listen to that, they're like, yo, that is woo-woo. And to that, I would say just learn how to read, because there's so much documentation around this idea. And more than that, everyone that I know who is on my level or above it, because I'm not on the top level of the world, I got a long way to go. It's going to be a blast. They all carry this belief. And no matter what, this is my day. And the perfect outcome is going to follow a set of situations that might not be what I thought they were going to be, but that's how I'm positioned. That's the fun of life. All right, love you guys. I got to go. And I'll see you next week.